Today, Editor-in-Chief of Field & Stream Colin Kearns presents us with a hunter's conundrum, the goods and the bads of long-range shooting. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight.
Without a doubt, the hottest and sometimes controversial trend in shooting and hunting in the last years is the rise of long-range shooting. We devoted, I think, something like 20 or 25 pages to this trend in the issue, and we really come at it from all angles. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly about long-range shooting. Some of the good is, from a gear standpoint, the ammunition and the guns here and the optics too are really revolutionary. We've got factory ammunition and factory rifles that are shooting smaller and smaller groups year after year, and it's really astounding. Now, some of the bad and ugly side, that's up to debate, but some of the things we bring up are this trend is great for shooting, but is it really good for hunting? Are these 1,000-yard shots, is this something you should be taking on game animals? And is it also taking away from the heritage and tradition of hunting? Does it diminish woodsmanship that hunters really prided themselves on for decades and decades? It's a really complicated and multifaceted story, and we've gotten a lot of great feedback from readers on this.
In another episode, I'll talk with Colin about my own personal view on this issue. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.